Republican lawmakers are gearing up for some last-minute legislative changes before Governor-elect Tony Evers is sworn in January. GOP state senators met yesterday to talk about priorities for a lame duck session that could start as early as next week. The list includes a tax incentive package for paper products company Kimberly-Clark, moving the date of the 2020 presidential primary day in Wisconsin, and certain changes to state voter ID laws. Laurel White is WPR State Capitol reporter. Laurel, welcome back.
Thanks, Rob. Good to be here.
Well, let's start with this Kimberly-Clark thing, this incentive package to try to keep some of these jobs here in the state. The question all along has been, can they get the votes in the Senate? People who want this, what's the latest?
So we heard from Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald yesterday that they still don't have the votes. And he was talking yesterday not just about Republican votes, which is primarily what they've been focused on up to this point, but also Democratic votes, which I think is kind of an interesting shift in the dialogue about this bill in the Senate. They have been talking previously about, you know, getting enough Republican support for the bill to pass it just within that caucus. But yesterday he told reporters in Madison, you know, we're reaching out actively to Democrats to get enough votes there to pass it, which is kind of a shift. And he said that there are only about 10 or 11 Republicans that support the bill right now. So they would need several Democrats to come on board if they're going to pass it.
Are we hearing anything from Democratic leadership in the Senate?
We are. And that's an interesting sort of dynamic there, because what we heard from the leader of Senate Democrats yesterday, Jennifer Schilling, is that she doesn't feel like Republicans are making a genuine effort to compromise with Democrats, to sort of build a bipartisan consensus about the bill. So Republicans are saying they're trying to work with Democrats, and the leader of the Senate Democrats is saying, no, not really.
And the deal is, the assembly passed a thing. They're hoping, Republicans who support this, they're hoping to pass exactly the same thing so they don't have to kick it back to the assembly. So there's not a lot of wiggle room there, right?
There really isn't, because the assembly has said that they won't take it up again, that what they passed is what they passed. And Governor Scott Walker says he doesn't want to make any substantial vetoes to the bill that comes to his desk, which is sometimes kind of a way around going back and forth between the two chambers. So they're definitely in a difficult position in terms of negotiating and getting more people to come on board, because the package itself doesn't look like it's going to change very much.
All right, that's one lame duck story. Now, this potential change to 2020 presidential primary, the date of that here in Wisconsin, what's going on?
So this is kind of wonky. Right now, the 2020 presidential primary is scheduled for the same day as the state Supreme Court race, or a state Supreme Court race. Justice Daniel Kelly, who was appointed by Governor Scott Walker, is up for re-election, his first election, because he was appointed on that election day. And Republicans are talking about separating that state Supreme Court race onto a different election day. So essentially separating those two elections. And Democrats are pushing back on that and saying that the motivation for Republicans to do so is because they believe that presidential primary turnout, particularly for Democrats, will hurt Justice Kelly's re-election prospects.
And Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald talked about that a little bit yesterday. Here he is.
There's many people that think that Justice Kelly would have a better chance if there's not really this competitive Democrat primary for president. That's the concern, I think. But I got to be honest with you. I mean, I think the campaign would be just as concerned that would be a criticism used against Kelly in the end. So
what are people making of that?
So I think it's interesting to note that, you know, Fitzgerald is talking there about some of the, you know, concerns or a little bit of that debate in terms of, you know, what that dialogue was like in the Senate when he talked to Senate Republicans. We got feedback from Assembly Republicans last night from Speaker Robin Voss. WisPolitics reported this, and apparently it's the prospects for that particular measure are looking good in the Assembly. Speaker Voss told WisPolitics that there seems like there's a good amount of support for that there. So we might be set up for another kind of interesting back and forth between Assembly Republicans and Senate Republicans in terms of, are both bodies on board with a piece of legislation enough to get it to move forward?
And Laurel, in our last minute, some changes being proposed on state voter ID laws. What would happen, or what could happen?
So what could happen there is basically codifying some rules that surround voter ID in Wisconsin. It would make those things, which are currently administrative rules, into laws. And the reason that they would want to do that is to not change anything necessarily. It's just to make it more difficult for Governor-elect Evers to make any changes to those rules once he takes office.
So if that happened, then if someone in the future wanted to change the voter ID laws, they would need a new bill in the legislature, presumably, mm-hmm. and that's not going to happen as long as Republicans control the legislature.
Exactly. It's basically a way to safeguard the state's voter ID law to make it more difficult to change it in the future.
And when would this lame duck session start, technically?
Well, it's going to be sometime before January 7th, because that's when the new legislature and the new governor are sworn in. So the clock is ticking.
We'll leave it there. Laurel, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks, Rob.
That's Laurel White, state capitol reporter for WPR. She's with us to talk about possible tax incentives for Kimberly-Clark and the to-do list for Republican lawmakers in a lame duck session that could come as early as next week.